Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. I am really excited to dig into this week's topic with you guys. Before we get started, just a little bit of kind of housekeeping stuff. First of all, if you hear any mysterious background noise, I do have the window open for some fresh air, and I have a child who is supposed to be napping in here with me. So excuse that if you hear any mysterious noises in the background. And secondly, you guys, I promised you that I would be doing some podcast review shout outs from time to time. And I would love for you guys to pop over to iTunes and subscribe if you haven't already and leave me a review. And if you leave me a review, you might just hear your shout out on the podcast. So this week's review comes from Declutter Girl, and she says, "You have to listen to this to learn how to work with your husband, spouse, partner through paying off debt. It is such therapy for your soul. You can become debt-free even if you feel like you're doing it all alone. You aren't alone." That is so sweet and so encouraging to anyone who is just finding out about the podcast. So you guys, I appreciate your kind words so, so much. That's exactly what is going to help this podcast grow. Someone stumbles across the podcast, reads that review, and she's like, yes, this is the place that I need to be. So help me out. Help out your fellow sisters on this journey by popping over to iTunes and leaving a review. And as always, sharing on social media. That's what's going to help this podcast grow. That is what is helping this podcast grow. It has grown to an outrageous, like, it has grown so much faster than I anticipated. And I am just so grateful. Thank you guys so much for that. So let's dig into this week's topic. I want to share with you guys some of my best pieces of advice for starting your own business or starting a blog or anything like that. This can be a part-time job, a full-time job, a brand new business, just a hobby blog, a side hustle, all of the above. A lot of these things are going to apply to. I have a lot more pieces of advice, really, like going in more detail on these topics. If you guys are interested, I would love to share more, but I don't, it's not really a topic that I generally talk about. So I don't want to be oversharing for those of you who aren't interested. So if you're interested in me doing more on business and more of the mindset that goes behind all of that, let me know in a DM or an email or comment on one of my posts. Let me know what you guys think, okay? All right, so let's dig in to all of the bullet points that I have written out for you guys. All right, so first of all, why to start your own business or your own blog or something like that? So for me, the reason why I started my blog was ultimately as a form of self-care, as a form of a hobby, as an outlet, having something to be excited about, to set goals for, to plan, something to do, really, that was somewhat productive, that could help others as well as helping myself. So it was definitely a form of self-care in a lot of ways. I had gotten really far into my minimalism journey. I had gotten really comfortable with being a stay-at-home mom. If you guys know anything about my story, that was a little bit of a struggle for the first couple of years of being a stay-at-home mom. And I was a couple of years kind of into this intentional living journey, and I was like, okay, I've simplified so much that I'm almost bored. And you guys know that I homeschool, and so I spend a lot of time at home with my kids. My husband works offshore, so it is 3 weeks of just me and my kids. So I needed a little bit of an outlet, and you guys might feel the same way, or even if you do have a full-time job or a part-time job outside of the home, you might still need some kind of self-care outlet to help others while helping yourself, if that makes sense. And you know, I really had this mission. Like, I felt like I had grown so much that I just kind of wanted to shout it from the rooftops of how I turned my life around, how I was still in the process of turning my life around. And I just wanted to help other women that were feeling like I had been feeling for the past couple of years. And that was my mission. And that mission to help other women, help other moms, other young families, things like that, really is what pushed me into it. And I just felt this call on my heart that I couldn't ignore anymore. That was like, you have something to say and you need to say it. And that is the beauty of the age that we live in with the technology that we have, is you can literally just sit in your bedroom or, you know, in your living room or in the car while your kids are at practice for something, and you can reach out to thousands, millions of people all over the world to share and connect and inspire and help and all of those things. So I was just so driven by my mission and driven by my self-care mission as well. And you guys, I do spend my time helping you guys and motivating and encouraging you guys, but it is also helping me as well. It's so therapeutic for me to help others. So that's a lot of why I do what I do. And so I would challenge you, if you're kind of trying to figure out like why you want to start a business or what kind of business you want to start, what aligns with your goals? What aligns with your dreams, your big vision for your life? What is on your heart? What is your mission? And that it might not be, you know, something that other people would consider a mission, quote unquote, a mission. It could be, you know, making jewelry or making craft products. Like, I remember one time I was listening to the Dave Ramsey show, and I remember this guy called in and he was thinking about starting a business, and he was making, I think, like t-shirts or something and he was very avid about like, I'm a Christian. Like, he said it several times in the call to Dave Ramsey. And he was saying that he wanted to start a business with t-shirts that had like Christian things on them, and that he was compelled by his faith, you know, to do this. And I remember Dave Ramsey saying, like, he was asking him, you know, kind of digging more into it. And Dave said, you know, I don't sell t-shirts that have Bible verses on them, or I'm not a preacher or a minister or whatever, but I still have a ministry through my work. Like, I'm still serving people and working out my calling in my life, right? So that calling might be having an Etsy shop or having a little boutique or cleaning houses or babysitting, or, you know, the list goes on and on and on. That can still be a mission. That is still serving people. So if you have a little boutique, your mission is that you want to help women feel amazing and give them something special to wear, something, you know, to make them feel great. Or if you babysit, your mission is to give other parents a break so they can go and do things, you know, for themselves. And so you guys get the idea. Figure out what aligns with your big vision for your life. Figure out what your mission is, how you want to help people, and how you want to help yourself in the process. So the next question that'll usually come up is like, well, you know, how do you have the time? So yes, I am a homeschooling mom, and yes, I'm home alone with my kids more than half the time, because my husband goes and does stuff when he's off work. So more than half of the time. And it is a balancing act. Like, it is juggling, and that's exactly what it is. But just like anything else, if you want to do it bad enough, if it is important enough to you, you will make the time. So if this is really a passion project for you, if you are truly on a mission to help people to chase that dream that you have, you will make time for it. And yeah, there are a lot of times where I have committed to something or, you know, I have a deadline or something and I'm just like, oh, I don't feel like getting up earlier. I don't feel like staying up late. You know, obviously those times are going to happen because I'm human. But 95% of the time, I am motivated and driven by my mission. Not to say that I don't get overwhelmed, because I definitely get overwhelmed. But you guys get the idea that you make the time when it's important to you. And so that looks like waking up early. That looks like working during nap time, like I currently am doing. That looks like working after bedtime. That looks like working until you literally fall asleep on your laptop sometimes. That happens. It's all of the in-between. It's you find the nooks and crannies. You make the nooks and crannies in your day to make it work. Or, you know, maybe you do have a lot more free time than I do. Maybe you're not a homeschooling mom. Maybe your kids aren't little. Maybe you can work while they're at school, or you don't have to wait till they're asleep to work because they're older or something like that. Maybe you work a full-time job and you have to do your business on the weekends and at night, and maybe answer emails over your lunch break or something. You guys, where there is a will, there is a way. And you really have to start looking at how you're spending your time, how you're spending your days, and make adjustments. You know, what things can you cut out? What things can you simplify? You know, all the things, where can you make it work? There are a lot of times, and you guys probably have seen this on my Insta story if you follow me on Instagram, there are a lot of times where I'm in my room working and my girls are in the living room or in their bedroom watching a movie. There are a lot of times where I'm posted up in the living room with them, like with my headphones in, so I can listen to music and not hear whatever they're playing, whatever they're watching, whatever they're doing. There's a lot of times where I'll sit outside with them so they can run and play and I can do what I need to do. There are a lot of times where I'll answer emails at soccer practice or at dance class, or I'll write social media posts while I'm waiting at the doctor's office, or gosh, I do that kind of stuff all the time. I'll open a Word document while I'm waiting at a doctor appointment or something like that, and I'll outline a podcast. There's always, always time if you want to find the time, okay? You just have to have that want to. So let's talk about the mindset of it while we're kind of on that subject of the want to and psyching yourself up for it. The number one thing that I get asked is how to feel worthy, and how I felt like my voice was important enough, or my story was special enough to be told. You guys, no one needs to justify your worthiness for you. Okay? No one can tell you you are or aren't special enough to have a voice. We all have a voice. Okay? Yes, there are some people who, you know, their podcasts are tremendously more successful than mine. That doesn't make my voice go away, right? You are worthy. You are special enough. The thing is that I used to worry a lot when I first started my business of, you come up with all these great ideas for a product or a blog post or a course. I worried a lot when I was making my course. And then you put it out into the internet for literally the entire world to see. Well, what if someone copies me? What if I made all that work? I did all that work and someone comes in and copies me. I used to worry about that so, so much. And then I had an epiphany one day listening to one of my mentors. I can't remember who inspired me to kind of realize this, but one of my mentors, and I realized that you could you could look at my podcast show notes right now. You could be looking at this outline that I'm looking at, and it wouldn't be the same podcast, right? I could outline a blog post for you that, you know, my same outline, and you could fill it, like you could give all of the content in it, and it would be different than how I would write it, right? No one else is you. No one else is you. No one else has your story. No one else has your voice. No one else has your personality. No one else has your experiences, like everything. There is only one you. Okay? So it does not matter how many people there are in the world that are doing what you want to do. No one is going to do it 100% the way you are going to do it. You just have to be brave enough to be you in front of the whole world. That's the scary part. That's the scary part. You have to feel worthy enough of chasing your dream. Like, who am I to chase my dream? Who am I to aspire to have success or wealth or fame or whatever it is you desire? Who am I to think that I'm worthy enough to open a store or that anyone would care enough to read my blog? Trust me, there is someone out there who needs your voice. And the beautiful thing about the internet is it's infinite. Like, it's not going to run out of room for blogs to be published or for Instagram posts to go up or for podcasts to be published. It's not going to run out of room. There's plenty of room for all of us, okay? And you guys probably are subscribed to several other podcasts. That doesn't mean that you don't enjoy mine. You can enjoy other people's as well, right? So I hope that that helps. And what another thing that has really helped me with my kind of my mindset towards building my business is reading a lot of books. And so I don't read a lot of like hobby books anymore. I honestly don't even read a lot of personal finance books anymore because I'm like, I'm good moving to the next thing. And so a lot of the books that I listen to, audiobooks that I listen to, or regular books that I read, or podcasts that I listen to, or influencers that I follow are entrepreneurial people, are success-minded people, wealth building, things like that. People that are going to help me get to the next level. So although I love Dave Ramsey. I love the Dave Ramsey Show. When I was first getting out of debt, like that first year or two, I listened to every episode religiously. I read the books. I did, you know, I dug into it. But once I learned it, I moved on to the next level of my growth. So now I'm focusing on the success building, the wealth, the building my business, other moms who are doing this, other people who have the same type of voice, the same type of mindset that I do, right? And that has really helped me to kind of find someone who is where that they used to be where I am now. So one of my favorite people to follow, my business coach, Amber Lillistrom, I'm in her academy and she's amazing. And she even has like a mastermind group and she does a live event. She has a podcast. She has a small book and she's in the middle of writing a big book. And she's everything. And she's on Instagram and I follow her religiously on Instagram because she is where I want to be in 5 years or 10 years, right? She's doing the thing. Like she has a business that grosses over $1 million a year. She is an awesome mom, a wife. She loves the outdoors. She's so many things that I aspire to be. So for example, I follow her and there are several other people that I could sit here and list, and I will list some of my favorite people to follow and the kinds of things that they teach. I'll link to those in the show notes. So just kind of for time's sake, I'm not going to like go into every single one of them, but definitely check out the show notes. Follow some of these people on Instagram, you know, subscribe to their podcast. See if there's someone that can help you. Maybe they have YouTube videos or blogs or courses that you can join or books that you can read. You know, just following them on Instagram is going to help you. It's going to put that good influence into your everyday. All right, so let's talk about advertising. And obviously, I want you guys to do this on as much of a budget as possible and as cheap as possible to get started. And just a side note, I want you guys to know that I did start my business debt-free. It still is a debt-free business, as you would probably hope. And I have cash flowed my way through everything that I've done. So obviously, I had to use a lot of our personal money, especially during the first year. And I remember the first month. I don't remember exactly how far it was. I feel like it was approximately a year into the business where I, after I launched my course and things like that, and I started to be affiliates for things and have some revenue coming in, I could finally start paying the business bills with the business money. And that was a really big deal, especially for Daniel. He was very excited. He was just like, praise the Lord, because I was spending, I don't know, maybe 200, maybe 300 a month of our personal money to get the business off the ground. But I was very passionate about, I'm obviously not going to go into debt over this. And Daniel's biggest disclaimer with all of this, he was obviously, he's always supported everything that I've done. He just wants me to be happy. And he is like, you know, if this gives you something to do, if it helps you, you know, feel like you have an outlet and help other people and all that. Like, he was very in favor of that. But he was like, if this starts to hurt us financially, you know, we're going to have to stop. And I was like, obviously, I was like, give me a year. And he was like, all right. And that was kind of where we drew the line. But you can, there are so many things that you can do for free. And obviously, you should take advantage of the free things as much as possible, especially the first little bit of launching your business if you don't have money to really invest in it. So first of all, I say do as much free advertising as possible. And the beautiful thing about the internet is a lot of it is free. So you can get a business Facebook, a Facebook business page, which I recommend. You can get an Instagram page specifically for your business or your blog or whatever you're doing. There, you can actually switch your personal account to a business account, or you can start a brand new page. And there's a lot of, it's kind of technical things behind the scenes that you can't do unless your Instagram is specifically a business Instagram. So just to note that, but you can always switch back and forth, I'm pretty sure. So if you start, if you already have a following on your personal Instagram, you can switch it to a business Instagram. And the other great thing about Instagram is the stories. And you can share your Insta stories on Facebook now. I don't know if you guys know about that. I usually don't for some reason. But you can show people behind the scenes. You can show them who you are, what you do. You can advertise like your specific products, but you can show them who you are as a person. Like you could do all of that for free. Like that is amazing to me. And Pinterest is another one that a lot of people forget about or undersell or whatever. But Pinterest is actually the top traffic, the top place that my traffic comes from for my blogs. So if you're not pinning on Pinterest for whatever you have, and I'll link in the show notes to Melissa Griffin, but Melissa Griffin is like the go-to person for Pinterest, and she will literally teach you everything that you need to know about Pinterest. But you can advertise anything on Pinterest. Like you can do crafts, you can do recipes, you can do outfits, you can do checklists, you can do random blogs, like mom things, remedies, like everything. Think of anything that you've ever searched on Pinterest. Make a graphic for it and pin it. And there's, you know, the technical ways of doing that, which I had to learn the hard way. But you can figure all of that out and you can pin to Pinterest for free. You guys, also YouTube, like YouTube, you can put videos up for free. Like, record them from your phone if you don't have anything else. Record them from your crappy built-in camera from your laptop. That's what I did. If you guys watch my old videos and you can tell the quality between the old videos and the new videos, that's because I was literally recording from the crappy built-in camera of my laptop. And I bought a really cheap microphone. It was like $30-$35. Not the same microphone I'm using now. And that's what I did. And I made my videos. And hey, you know, it got us to here. You can do Facebook Lives, Instagram Lives. Like, all of that is free. Do it. Like, take advantage of it. You can also share on your personal page. And I know a lot of people will be like, well, I don't want to annoy people, blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, maybe you do need to have separate, because I like to keep my business, you know, separate. My Instagram is the same now, only because I got tired of clicking back and forth between my personal and my business page. But I do keep it very separate on Facebook and other things like that. But so I don't like bombard my family and friends with everything on Facebook, but I do share every once in a while. And it's okay if you do want to do everything on your personal page. Oh, well, if they don't like it, they can block you, or they can hide you, or they can unfollow you, or whatever. You do you. Like, if you believe in what you're selling, if you're not like, if you know in your heart, like, you're not scamming people, you're not trying to rip people off, like, you know that what you're doing serves people, then go for it. Like, obviously, you don't want to, you know, like, create a whole bunch of mortal enemies or anything. But if you're proud of what you're doing, don't be afraid to share, you know. But also don't be afraid to keep it separate if you want. Like, you do you, whatever you need to do. So some of the other free things that you can do, think about, obviously this is going to depend on what kind of business you have, but think about advertising in your local Facebook groups, like your classified groups, your Facebook marketplace things. If there are different services that are like locally based, or things that maybe you sell, or things like that you could offer locally, that would make sense to advertise there. Again, something that's free. So for example, if you start babysitting or I don't know, some other kind of service, that would be a really great thing to do. Or I know someone like that does locally here that makes pinatas, and she like makes them and sells them on Facebook Marketplace. There is someone who makes like candy bar bouquets, like for Easter or Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, and she sells them on Facebook Marketplace. There are an endless amount. Like, you can get in Facebook groups for different communities, for different niches that you're in, like different genres, different topics. So I was in a lot of budgeting groups, really, to start to learn like what people were asking, what people were needing, things like that. I was also in business groups to ask questions about things that I didn't know about starting my business. So you can look for Facebook groups. You can look for hashtags on Instagram. That's a really great place to find people. Like, the debt-free community on Instagram was a lifesaver for me, finding people to connect to. So, you know, just search hashtags. What hashtags do you search for? What hashtags do you use? Search for other people and connect with people. Search for people who need your services. Search for other people who are doing the same kinds of things you're doing. Both things. And all that, again, is going to be free. There are some other things that you can do that are cheaper. They're going to cost you money, but they're a little bit cheaper. You could print business cards if it pertains to your business. I feel like in this digital age, less and less people need business cards. I don't have business cards, but if I was going to an event, like I'm going to the Rise Conference in July, and I put on my list, like, okay, you probably should get some business cards because you're going to be like physically meeting people. So it'd probably be good to give them something tangible. So if that pertains to your business, you can get business cards on Vistaprint.com for like a couple dollars. I can't remember, but I feel like it's like $5, $10. Really, really cheap if that pertains to your business. You could also make up flyers. Go, you know, print flyers. Print them at home or go print them somewhere in town that prints them really cheap and hang them up at places that your ideal clients are going to find them. So whether that be gas stations or locally owned shops that have like a bulletin board, a restaurant, a coffee shop, maybe like at our dance class, there's a bulletin board and the dance teacher will let a lot of people hang up flyers if it's like kind of pertain, like if it's something like that pertains to kids or something like that. So that might be a great place if you're going to do babysitting, for example. I don't know why babysitting is like my first example for everything, but you guys get the idea, right? You could definitely do business cards or flyers or something like that. You could also even consider doing a small ad in the newspaper, depending on who your ideal clientele are. Obviously, a lot of younger people aren't going to read the physical newspaper, but a lot of newspapers will have online places that you can advertise. Some of that does get really expensive, so make sure that it is going to apply to your target audience. And then, of course, you could do like paid ads on Facebook, Instagram, even Pinterest has paid ads now. But those are pretty pricey, and even I really don't do those. I do them very, very rarely because they do get really expensive. But there are options. So I want to share with you guys some of my favorite tools and resources that I use for my website and my online business in general that have really helped me. So I will link to all of these in the show notes because it's going to be a lot of things. It's going to be a lot of links to worry about and everything. So I'm going to put all this in the show notes to save you guys some time. But some of the things that you can do, and again, I didn't know any of this, so a lot of it was a lot of Googling, a lot of getting in Facebook groups and asking questions, what do you guys use, what do you suggest, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of Googling of like, where do I even host a website? So I use Squarespace for my website. There are other ones, there are WordPress, there's Wix, there's, I don't know, there's a couple of others. I followed someone who had a Squarespace page. I asked her, your website looks great. What do you use? And she said Squarespace. And I went from there. And Squarespace was really, really easy to like very beginner friendly. And basically, like if you guys were around in the MySpace days, if you made a MySpace page, you can make a Squarespace page. It's really, really, it's really easy. So some other things that I use Teachable for my course platform, and you guys, Teachable is amazing. Like obviously it costs money to use it. Obviously Squarespace costs money to use it as well, but with Teachable, you can launch a course about anything, like anything. So do some research on Teachable if you've ever thought about doing a paid course or even a free course, and you'll like, there are so many amazing ideas. Libsyn is who I use to host my podcast. So if you're interested in podcasting, there's a lot of complexity that goes into it, but basically Libsyn is like your home base for a podcast, and then you connect to iTunes, Google Play, wherever else to kind of like send out the file. So Libsyn is like the host. Of course, you pay for that as well. It is pretty cheap though. I use ConvertKit for my emails to like a email host site. And with these, you can do the automation. So if you guys have ever signed up for any of my free courses and you get the emails like bam, 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 like one right after the other every single day, That's because they are set up through ConvertKit and they're in automation, meaning that I have them set up where they'll come to you one right after the other, one day apart or 3 days apart or what, however I want to set them, or immediately or things like that. Or like with my weekly emails, I'll go in, I'll write them ahead of time and I'll schedule them for a certain day and time. And I knew none of that, you guys. I literally thought that like when bloggers and stuff would send out their like weekly newsletter that they were literally like 8 o'clock in the morning typing this email. I had no idea that you scheduled things. I was completely naive to all of that. But ConvertKit is rather expensive, but it is expensive because it's the best as far as I've found. But there are other things. MailChimp is free. I believe there's a free version. It's what I used when I first got started. But once I got to about 100 subscribers, I really needed to upgrade to do more of the automation and things like that. But you can use something free like MailChimp if you're like just getting started. You just want to send out like a little hey email like every once in a while, every week or something. And then you can always like transfer your contacts and upgrade if you want to later. Another thing that you guys may or may not know is that there are scheduling tools for social media posts. This is going to ruin a lot of the smoke and mirrors behind everything that I do, but you guys know that I want to be transparent and honest with you. And there are scheduling tools for social media. And the one that I use is Buffer, but there is like Hootsuite. There is, goodness, my mind is blanking. I can't remember, but there are several other scheduling tools. So if you like happen to not like Buffer, you can Google and find some other ones. Again, it costs every month. But this is a program where you can go in. Again, you connect it to your social sites. You connect it to your Facebook, connect it to your Facebook group, connect it to your Instagram, connect it to your Pinterest, and you can schedule your posts ahead of time. So you can go in and, you know, type them out and say like, you know, Tuesday at 8 a.m., I want this to post, and there you go. So I'll usually go in once or twice a week and schedule. There are a lot of times that I will just post things as it happens, but not always, okay? So sorry if that ruins some magic for you, but you know, that's the truth, and you can totally do that. And it's another thing that's really cheap. It's like $10 a month. So you can use Canva for your graphics, and I'm not sure if there is a free version. I feel like there might be a free version of Canva, but I have the paid version. Maybe I need it. I don't know. I've had it for so long, I can't remember now, but it is a really, really great place to make graphics. So if you need to make graphics for your blogs, if you need to make, you know, like a header for your email or a header for your Facebook group or a logo or anything like that, definitely Canva is the place to go. Like I can't even name another place that would be a competitor because they're so amazing. Again, I listed Vistaprint as a place to get really cheap business cards and other like printed products. So if you wanted to get like things like a mouse pad with your logo or like a calendar with your logo or whatever, or signs. Oh, Vistaprint is really good about signs, vinyl signs. We got some from them when I had my auction business. It's like the really big vinyl signs you'll see hanging outside if someone has like a big sale or something. Vistaprint is super, super cheap for that. Let's see. Other things, other resources. Okay, so I have a webcam now. I'll link to the one I have. It's very affordable, like $40 maybe, and really small. And I'll link to the microphone that I'm currently using, and I'll link to the cheaper one. The one that I'm currently using is about $100, but much, much better quality. So if you're interested in doing videos or doing a podcast or doing, you know, even live videos, really great resources. Again, you know, don't let that kind of stuff stop you, though. You can totally do video from your phone. So there are a lot of people who I've interviewed on the podcast, you guys might not know, that they're just using their headphones and the speaker on their headphones. they don't have like a expensive mic. There's even been a couple people that I've interviewed from their phones, and it's fine. You guys probably, you can't even tell which ones are which, I'm sure. So that's completely fine if that's something that you want to do. You don't have to make a huge financial investment. It's something that you could always upgrade to later. The other things I use is I use Camtasia to edit videos and actually to edit and record and edit my podcast. It is a little expensive, but it's a program that you buy once. So it's like $200 or $300. You buy it once and then it's yours. Again, there are other cheaper things that you could do. I host my group sessions from Zoom. So if you're interested in doing any kind of like group chats, or if you're interested in recording videos or recording podcasts, you can do it from Zoom. You just can't edit it from Zoom. So you can record like a face-to-face interview with someone, or you could record just the audio and save it. So whenever I'm doing an interview that you guys hear, it's actually recorded on Zoom, and it's kind of like Skype. Like, you can also use Skype. I just like Zoom better for some reason. And when we're doing an interview, we're on Zoom, we're chatting face-to-face on video chat, and I only save the audio. So another behind-the-scenes secret for you guys. Okay, so again, I'll link to all of these resources. I'm also going to link to some people that you could follow, some books, some podcasts, things like that. So again, there's going to be a lot of show notes in this episode, and obviously this is kind of a long episode, but I wanted to give you guys just the basics, the overview. So let me know if you guys want me to dig in more to any of these topics, and I would be happy to do that at a future time. So let's talk about pricing. This is something that's like, we get a little scared. So I get a lot of messages about women. I don't know why we do this as women. It goes along with the worthiness, I think. We don't feel worthy of charging for our services or charging for our products, or we don't feel confident enough to desire wealth, success, money, all of that. We don't, for some reason, a lot of us are like that, and I don't know why. And it's something that I constantly am overcoming. And for one, that's, you know, that goes back to the mindset. We have to overcome that mindset. We have to realize that we're worthy, okay? So once you kind of are working through that a little bit in the future, when you're ready to actually like start your business, you're ready to actually start charging people for your products or services, you got to figure out what to charge. So what do you charge? So you need to come up with, before, you know, you really, one of the first things that you need to do is decide what kind of prices you're going to have, what kind of products, what kind of services, and all of that. Like, before you launch your website, at least one or two products or services before you really, you know, like have something to launch with, right? So for example, like with the podcast, obviously it's a free product, a free service. But when I launched the podcast, I launched with 3 episodes. When I launched my blog, I feel like I launched with like 3 or 4 blogs. So I didn't go into it with like, oh, here's a blank website, everyone follow me. You're not giving them anything to follow. And even if it's just free, you know, like the podcast or the blogs or a free course, when I first started, all I had was a Facebook group and a blog. But at least I was giving them something. I did Periscope videos. That was before Facebook Live. And again, those were free, but I was giving them something, to some product, some service, okay? Even if it's free, that's okay. So before I had my paid course for maybe a year, it was like 13 months. It was a little past a year of having my website. I finally launched my course, and I already had my worksheets, but obviously, you know, they're really cheap. And I was an affiliate for a couple of things, but I wasn't really bringing in the income. And then I launched my course. But I built my business by giving so much for free, by being on Periscope Live, being on Facebook Live, having free courses. So I get put out a lot of free content, having the blogs, showing up on social media. And people learned from that who I was, what you could learn from me, that you could trust me. You learned my story, all those things. And that grows into a paid product or service, right? So either way, know where you stand. Like, know what's free, know how much you're going to charge for the paid things and things like that. And you guys, a little note. Okay. Do not do any work for 100% free that you would otherwise charge for. Okay. It is okay to offer freebies. It's okay to offer incentives, deals, discounts, promotions, things like that. You guys know that I have sales. I have promotions, discounts, things that I do. I have free offers all the time. I have free courses, things like that. But don't do that unless you are legitimately having a sale or it's something that you would give away to free to anyone. Don't give things away for free to people who are family and friends. Maybe give them a discount. But if you start, okay, say you clean houses. I'm going to try to break away from the babysitting for my example. Say you clean houses and you want to get started, okay? You wouldn't go and clean your cousin's house for free just so she'll write you a testimonial or just so she'll spread the word. You maybe would do it for a discount, or you would say, hey, you know, like first 6 months of my business or first month of my business or whatever, I'm running half price deals. After this time, the price is going to go up. Okay. So give yourself that little like disclaimer of you're not going to get this for free or for half price forever, because once you do, you're never going to break that cycle. So I've heard stories about people like opening like restaurants or bakeries and they'll serve their friends and family for free when they first get started because, hey, they just want people in their restaurant, right? But a year in, they're still coming over for a free lunch. And where do you stop that, right? So if you're going into this brand new, like, don't make that mistake. Just like side note, keep that in mind. So when you're deciding what to charge people, so this is always really hard. And this goes into like the worthiness again of like, oh, I don't feel like I'm worth charging someone X number of dollars. Okay. If you don't charge someone X number of dollars, someone else will. Someone else is charging them that for whatever your product or service is. So research, check out what other people are doing, check out what your quote unquote competition is charging, what they're offering, what kind of products, how much their services. So say you're a dog groomer. I'm trying to come up with as many examples as I can. So you're a dog groomer. You would, you know, do some research. Look up your competitors' websites, see how much do they charge per hour, what services do they offer? Do they offer, you know, like what kind of grooming do they offer? What kind of other things do they offer? And go from there. Obviously, you don't want to copy exactly what they're doing, but it's going to give you some groundwork to start, some places to kind of take notes, see what you want to do different, see, you know, how you can get a leg up on them or how you're underselling yourself. You know, they're charging twice as much as you were planning on charging. Okay, wow, I can charge more, right? So do your research and kind of check out what else is out there and check out, you know, what is working for other people. So for example, you want to start an Etsy business. Etsy is a really great place. Etsy, eBay, any of those kinds of places that you can sell online, obviously they're going to charge you a little bit of a fee, but it's not that much and it's totally worth it. And it's so easy to advertise because you can just share the Etsy link on your Facebook or your Instagram, things like that. And you can do it, you know, from home, obviously. And the great thing about Etsy is you can get on there and say you make custom bracelets. Okay. You can get on there and you can search what kind of custom bracelets are other people making? What do their pictures look like? How many pictures do they have? What do they put in their description? How much are they charging? All that kind of stuff, and go from there. I do this all the time. I obviously, you don't want to copy people, but it's good to get inspiration from people. So I will get inspiration from other people's graphics. Like I have a whole folder on my phone where I've taken screenshots of other people's graphics. even if it doesn't even apply to budgeting or podcasting or anything, something about it will catch my eye. I'll say, oh my gosh, I really liked the way they use these colors, or I really like the caption that they used. I want to outline my captions like that. It's okay to get inspiration from other people, okay? So how do you grow? All right. You've got your mindset. You've got your tools, like your website set up. You've got prices. You've got products. You've got services. Now, how do you grow? Okay. So after you get a few clients, after, you know, you built your email list a little bit, even if it's like 50 people, you built your Instagram following a little bit. You've gotten a couple of jobs, whatever. You're getting your feet wet a little bit. Ask for testimonials. Ask people to share. I ask you guys every single week, please share the podcast. I ask people all the time on social media, like tag me, share all this. I ask people for testimonials. I ask, you know, the ladies who are in my course, hey, let me know, like share your wins so I can share a testimonial with everyone else of, hey, it's working for her. It'll probably work for you. Don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to like send out maybe like a survey or an email that's like, hey, what did you think? Like, how did it go? How did you feel about this service? Will you use us again? Or, you know, maybe give them an incentive if they give you a testimonial, like fill out this survey and get a 20% off coupon. And then you can use that testimonial to plaster it on your website, plaster it on a flyer, Facebook, whatever you need to do to show people like, hey, it's working for her. It'll probably work for you. Okay. Continue to show up on social media. Social media is free. Okay. Be present on social media. Show people who you are. Don't be flaky. Don't flake out. Okay. If you need to schedule your posts because you're super busy, maybe you work full time, but you want to be present on social media every single day, pay $10 a month for a social media scheduler and schedule your posts over the weekend and show up on social media. You know, do your Insta stories throughout your day. You can do that. You probably check Instagram all day anyway. So you can do that for your business, okay? Or maybe you need to show up locally, like depending on what kind of business you have. If you have a local business, show up locally, you know, mingle, meet people, network. Like, you know, talk about it at school, at your kids' school. Talk about it at your kids' extracurricular lessons. Talk about it with your coworkers or your spouse's coworkers or your neighbors. Show up. Okay? No one can buy from you. No one can use your service if, for one, they don't even know your business exists. And for two, if they don't know who you are, if they don't know if they can trust you, if they don't know if you're going to do a good job, if they don't know if you have a reliable product, they don't know. So tell them, show them, okay? Last bullet point, and then I will definitely let you guys go. Okay, the last bullet point is learn. Learn, 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 you guys. I am like 98% self-taught. Yes, I have been through courses. I mean, maybe more like 95% self-taught. I've bought courses to learn how to do some of these things. I have paid people to teach me how to do things. I joined, you know, the academy, the Amber Lillestrøm's Academy. That is a full, like, never-ending experience. It's not just like a course. It's a full thing. But 95% of what I know how to do in my business is because I taught myself, okay? And most successful business women will tell you the same thing. I have heard Ali Casaza say it. I have heard Rachel Hollis say it. I have heard Amber Lillestrøm say it. Gosh, I could just keep naming and naming and naming women that I look up to as mentors and as examples, and they're all self-taught, you guys, okay? If you don't know something, Google it. Do a YouTube search. Do a Pinterest search. All three of those are free, okay? Don't be afraid to dig in. Don't be afraid to jump in a Facebook group and ask a question. Don't be afraid to learn as you go. I Google weekly to learn new things still, okay? And again, keep learning. Like, keep follow people who are doing what you want to do. Follow people who motivate you, who inspire you. Listen to podcasts for your niche, your genre, whatever. Listen to books, read books that are about success, growing, entrepreneurialism, whatever. If you're in a specific field, learn more and more and more about your field. Okay. So I hope that all of that was helpful to you guys. I've just had so many of you reach out to me about starting a website, a blog, even if it's a hobby blog. If it's a passion, treat it like a passion, okay? If it's a service, if it's a mission, if it's something that you want to help people with, if it's an outlet, if it's a form of self-care for yourself, or all of the above, treat it with the importance that it deserves and show up and live your dream, okay? It is so, so rewarding to wake up and have something that fires me up to look forward to and to work on. And even if no one was going to listen to the podcast, I would probably still do it, okay? Because it's my mission, it's my heart, okay? So I hope that's helpful to you guys. Again, check out the show notes. There's going to be a million links in the show notes. And again, share, leave the review. I'm not afraid to ask for you guys to show up for me. So don't be afraid to ask people to show up for you. All right. I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.